This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin steps down from that job tomorrow. Pazin's retirement comes after almost 30 years on the city's police force. He told CPR's Allison Sherry he is open about what comes next.
Chief Pazin is only 52 years old and made the decision to leave DPD a few months before Denver picks a new mayor. He says he's proud of improving both the number of crimes solved and community policing efforts. When asked whether he wants to run for mayor, Pazin didn't commit to anything.
I want to have the biggest impact moving forward to help our community and evaluating what those possibilities are.
Pazin leaves at a time when Denver police, like other agencies across the state, are struggling with recruiting new officers, and at a time when crime rates are higher than in previous years. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The body of a man found dead 23 years ago in Denver was identified this week, CPR's Lucretia Wembley reports.
Preston Christensen is from Minnesota, and his family recently learned that his body was found in December 1999 near the South Platte River. He remained unidentified until a family member got a DNA match at the Denver Medical Examiner's Office. Until this week, investigators only had a clay model of Christensen's face to work with. The Denver office currently has 18 unidentified body cases listed online. The earliest case happened in 1970. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
A Denver-based company, Omnitrax, is acquiring the Alamosa-based San Luis and Rio Grande Railroad. It runs 150 miles from Colorado's eastern plains into the San Luis Valley, mostly hauling commodities like grain and other freight. Details on the purchase price have not been provided. It's mostly sunny across Colorado for this Friday and through the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.